Earlier today, the northbound lanes of a 100-kilometer stretch of Highway 11, from West Street in Orillia to Highway 60 in Huntsville, reopened to traffic. At that time, it was expected the southbound lanes would reopen at about 4 p.m. However, the opening has been delayed several times, with OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt now saying it's hoped the lanes will reopen at 10 p.m. tonight. Unfortunately, due to the amount of snow and ice accumulation and the work involved in clearing those lanes, it will take longer than originally anticipated, said Schmidt. Update: Highway 11 southbound from Highway 60 in Huntsville is now expected to reopen after 10 p.m. tonight. Crews are continuing to clear snow and ice for a safe reopening. Thank you for your patience. At op_cr_ksp.twitter.com/vqf68r1sk. OPP Highway Safety Division, at op_hsd, December 2, 2024. Avoid the area until crews have made that highway safe. The highway was shut down on Saturday morning after a wicked winter storm settled in north of Orillia. From Friday night until Sunday morning, more than 100 centimeters of snow walloped Bracebridge and Gravenhurst and other areas along the highway corridor. Soon after the storm began, there were several serious crashes involving transport trucks and passenger vehicles. The highway was strewn with the wreckage. Conditions were so bad that tow trucks also became stuck while trying to free the vehicles involved in the initial crashes. The carnage meant plows could not clear the snow, while hundreds of vehicles lined up on the highway. Many people were left stranded, and had to be rescued and moved to a warming center Saturday night at the Gravenhurst Centennial Center. To top it off, there have been widespread power outages in the area, prompting the town of Gravenhurst to declare a state of emergency early Sunday morning. Many gas stations in the area have run out of fuel, making things even worse for those who have been idling in their cars for, in some instances, more than 65 hours. It's the longest closure of one of the province's busy highways in recent memory.